Welcome back to The Upgrade Effect, the podcast for health nuts looking to upgrade their wellness one science-backed episode at a time. I'm your host, Samantha, certified teacher and almost certified nutrition coach. And this season, we're going full science. We're building your biology toolkit from the ground up so you actually understand how your body works and why the things you do every single day, like eating, sleeping, exercising, or even stressing, matter. So let's kick off episode one of season two with the basics of life itself, the cell. If wellness is a house, your cells are the bricks. And today we're going deep, like mitochondria deep. This is the kind of knowledge that helps you see your health through a whole new lens. And I am a big believer that if you understand the basics of human biology, you will not fall for all these trendy health fads, powders, pills, products to get you healthy. If you understand how your body works, you know you don't need that stuff. You can just heal your own self. The body is an amazing miracle powerhouse, and it's so profound, and let's just get into it, okay? So what is a cell? First things first, every single living thing from bacteria to blue whales is made up of cells. Cells are the smallest units of life. Think of them like tiny cities with specialized buildings, workers, highways, and waste systems. They're not just blobs. They're busy, intelligent systems constantly working to keep you alive. There are two major types of cells, prokaryotic and eukaryotic. Prokaryotic cells, like bacteria, are super simple. No nucleus, no fancy organelles within them. They're like a food truck, small, mobile, and minimal, but still capable of doing their job. Eukaryotic cells, on the other hand, are the ones that make up you. Human cells, plant cells, animal cells, all of those are eukaryotic. These are like full-on restaurants with kitchens, managers, dishwashers, delivery systems, the works. And throughout this episode, we'll explore this cell as if it were a restaurant. You'll never look at your body the same again. So let's start upgrading. Okay, so the nucleus, that is the head office. The cell's brain or command center. It holds your DNA, which is your genetic blueprint, and tells the rest of the cell exactly what to do. These begin development as soon as you are conceived in the womb. Your DNA is fully determined at conception. Okay, so think of the nucleus as the restaurant's head office, where the recipes, which are your DNA, are kept. It sends out instructions for how the restaurant should run. Inside the nucleus is the nucleolus, which is like the HR department. It builds your ribosomes. Ribosomes, these are like the chefs, okay? They are the protein builders of the cell. They read the instructions from the nucleus and assemble amino acids to make proteins, aka the workers and machinery of your body. There are two types. Free-floating in the cytoplasm. Ribosomes are either free-floating somewhere in your cytoplasm, which is the fluid that all of these organelles are contained within in the cell, or they are attached to your rough endoplasmic reticulum, which we will get into next. Okay, so ribosomes are like the chefs making dishes based on the restaurant's recipes. Whether they're working in the main kitchen, which is the rough endoplasmic reticulum, or at a pop-up station in the dining room, like in the cytoplasm, their job is to make protein dishes all day. Fun fact, your body creates over 100,000 different proteins, and ribosomes are working nonstop to make this happen. Nutrition tip, protein intake does matter, guys. You need enough essential amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein, from things like eggs, legumes, meat, or quinoa, to give your ribosomes the raw ingredients that they actually need to do their job. Okay? So then we get into what I said before, the rough endoplasmic reticulum. It's covered in ribosomes. So again, ribosomes are either attached to the rough endoplasmic reticulum or they're floating freely elsewhere in the cell. So it's the main kitchen where proteins are modified and prepped for delivery. The smooth, we'll call it the smooth ER instead of me continuing to say endoplasmic reticulum. So the smooth ER, on the other hand, so there's the rough ER and the smooth ER. The smooth ER helps with detoxification and fat lipid. Lipid is a fancy word for fat, and lipid production. No ribosomes here, just fat metabolism, steroid hormone synthesis, and detox happen in the smooth ER. So the rough ER is the hot kitchen full of sizzling pans and chefs. The smooth ER is like the smoothie bar and dishwashing area, cleaning up toxins and prepping fats. Your body uses fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. Those are the three macronutrients. Those are the three nutrients your body absolutely needs to function and to have energy and to repair and to do everything that your body can do. Requires those three macronutrients. Okay, so cruciferous veggies like broccoli support liver detox enzymes, which helps your smooth ER do its job better. And if you don't remember, an enzyme is like a little worker for your body that basically breaks down nutrients into smaller, more absorbable nutrients. Pieces for your body to break down more efficiently. Okay, then we have the Golgi apparatus. So if you ever worked in a restaurant, there was always the expo guy. So they're the guys that basically put the finishing touches on the plate, whether that's garnishing it with parsley or just making sure everything's on the plate before it's actually sent out to the guest. So that's the Golgi apparatus. It's the cell's packaging and shipping center. It modifies proteins and sends them off to where they're needed. So just like at an expo station in a restaurant, once meals are made, the expo adds garnishes, checks orders, directs the server where to take it. The Golgi does this by packaging the protein into what is called vesicles. So just think of like a vesicle is like a box that you put your package inside, and it sends it either somewhere within the cell to do a job or somewhere outside the cell to do a different job somewhere else in your body. Magnesium plays a huge role in enzyme function here. Nuts, seeds, and whole grains help support the system, the Golgi apparatus. Then we have the mitochondria. This is the powerhouse of your cell. You've probably heard the word mitochondria before. These are the cell's energy producers. So the energy that they produce is called ATP. So the cells take in glucose, which is what comes from eating carbohydrates, and it takes in glucose and oxygen, and it pumps out ATP, which is your body's energy currency. In order for any sort of reaction to occur in your body, ATP is required. So even to break down glucose, you need two ATP. And then when it happens and it breaks it down and it turns it into the nutrients that your body could actually use, it actually ends up producing four ATP. So even though it cost you two, it creates four, so you're up two. Like I said, ATP is your body's energy currency, and this is all produced in the mitochondria. And that is why the mitochondria is the powerhouse of your cells. So a 2018 study in cell metabolism found that poor mitochondrial function is directly linked to chronic fatigue and age-related decline. So nutrition tip, feed your mitochondria with coenzyme Q10. This is found in organ meat, sardines, and spinach. So good for your mitochondria. And antioxidants like vitamin C and E are amazing for it too. So lysosomes and peroxisomes, these are the other parts of the cell. These are your cleaning crew. The lysosomes break down waste and old cell parts with digestive enzymes. Again, digestive enzymes break things down into smaller pieces to make it easier for your body to digest. They're like the dishwashers and garbage disposals. And then your peroxisomes, they detoxify harmful substances, kind of like hydrogen peroxide does. Think of them as hazardous waste managers. When lysosomes malfunction, it can actually lead to a buildup of waste in cells, which is linked to many diseases. And antioxidants will protect cells from oxidative damage. So like blueberries, dark chocolate, hydrogen water, amazing, and green tea. And then vesicles, that's like the delivery stuff. So when the proteins are all packaged up and sent to the Golgi apparatus sends them either somewhere within that cell or somewhere outside of the cell. They package them up in the vesicle. So they're like small bubbles that transport material around the cell. So they're like food runners carrying the dishes to the right table. So you as the server, you're like the vesicle. You take it from the Golgi apparatus, which is the expo, you bring it to the table, you are the vesicle. So they also help bring in ingredients from outside the cell and export waste or hormones via a process called exocytosis, which we'll get into in a whole other episode, okay? Then there's the cytoplasm. The cytoplasm is the gel-like substance that all of these organelles are inside. So if you looked at a cell in a microscope, you would see the nucleus, you would see the mitochondria, you would see the ribosomes, you would see all these organelles, but they're all contained in this gel-like liquid substance, and that is the cytoplasm. So it's kind of like soup. It's the jelly-like substance that fills the cell and holds everything in place. It's like the air and flow of the restaurant, letting people move around and get things done without crashing into each other. Fun fact, it's 70 to 80% water. So in order to keep your cytoplasm in good condition, you need to keep yourself hydrated. Hydrogen water is my favorite kind of water. I've done a whole episode on that. But just make sure you're not drinking tap water, okay? It's terrible. Nutrition tip also, water supports nutrient transport. So water helps things move. Think of drinking water like creating rivers in your body that help transport waste out of your body. Aim for like 2 to 3 liters a day, just depending on your needs. I like to drink about 2 liters a day. And then there's your cytoskeleton. And just like you might imagine, it's your skeleton of your cell. It's what makes it hold its shape. It's just a network of protein fibers that provides the structure of the cell. It helps move materials and even assists in cell division. So think of it as the building scaffolding and conveyor belts. So vitamin D will help regulate cell growth and structure, which is another reason to get some sun or to make sure you take your D3 in the winter when you're not outside in the sun as much. Okay, then we have the centrioles. This is the next organelle. These are the event coordinators. They help organize cell division. And as you guys probably already knew, your cells divide all the time. They're not found in plant cells. Only animal cells have centrioles. So they're like the event managers who coordinate staff changes, deliveries, rearrangements. They play a big role in mitosis, which is the fancy word for cell division. And without them, cells wouldn't be able to replicate. Then the last organelle that we'll get into is the cell membrane. This is the wall of the cell, or you might say the bouncer. The cell membrane surrounds the entire cell and decides what comes in and what goes out. It's like the bouncer at the door, checking IDs, making sure only the right guests enter. It's made of a phospholipid bilayer, which is 2 layers of fat molecules with embedded proteins that act like doors or ID scanners. So another nutrition tip, healthy fats like omega-3s will keep your cell membrane flexible. So wild salmon's amazing source of omega-3, flax seeds, walnuts, those are your go-tos. Okay, and again, always choose food to get your nutrients over vitamins. Yes, vitamins can help if you travel. But again, if you understand how your body works, you don't need to spend your money on all this stuff. I'm telling you guys. Okay, whew, that was a lot. That was a lot, guys. That was a lot. So let's zoom out. Every symptom you feel, low energy, weight gain, mood swings, inflammation, all begins at the cellular level. So upgrade your cells and you upgrade your health. You'll have better energy, sharper focus, stronger immune response, which means you'll get sick a lot less, smoother digestion, clear skin. It literally all comes down to your cells. And that is exactly why I wanted to kick off this season about cells. So we did touch on what centrioles are and mitosis briefly, but it's worth expanding on right now. So the cell cycle has stages. So there's the interphase where the cell grows and the DNA replicates. And then there's mitosis, which is the actual cell division. And then there's the cytokinesis, which is the splitting of the cytoplasm. Mitosis is how your body grows and repairs itself. Skin cells, they're constantly dividing to replace themselves. Meiosis, on the other hand, is how we make gametes, which are eggs and sperm. And guess what? Each egg or sperm only has half your DNA. So when they meet, the full set is restored. So ever wonder how your body heals a cut? That's mitosis in action. The surrounding skin cells replicate to close the wound. And zinc, folate, vitamin A, those are all crucial for cell division and wound healing. Pumpkin seeds and sweet potatoes are actually power players here and are very, very nutritionally dense for keeping your cell division process and healing all those things in check. Okay, and then there's gene expression that I want to talk about in this episode. I will do a full episode on DNA, so not to worry. I know DNA is super complicated, but it's so, so fascinating. But every cell in your body has the exact same DNA, which again is determined at conception. As soon as you're conceived, as soon as the egg and the sperm meet, your DNA is determined. It knows which determines your eye color, your hair color, the way you're going to look. Everything is in that DNA, which, fun fact, if you stretch out, imagine how small a cell is, they're microscopic cells. So even in a microscopic, tiny little cell, each one of them having DNA, if you stretch out the DNA, which is wrapped up and folded within the nucleus, if you were to unravel that and stretch it out long, it would be over 2 meters long, even in the tiny little microscopic cell and every single one in your body. And like I said, every single cell in your body has the same DNA, every single cell, all contained within the nucleus. So yet a liver cell acts very differently from a brain cell, even though it has the same DNA. But why? Because only certain genes are turned on in each cell. This is a process that's called gene expression. Proteins called transcription factors turn genes either on or off. Environmental factors like food, stress, sleep, toxins influence this. So think of your DNA like a giant recipe book. A skin cell and a brain cell are using different recipes from the same book. The field of epigenetics explores this. A groundbreaking study from Nature Reviews Genetics from 2011 showed that lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, and even social connections can turn your genes on or off without actually changing the DNA itself. Then we'll get into some cellular communication, which is how cells talk. So cells don't actually work in isolation. They're communicating constantly using hormones, which I'll do an episode about, like insulin or cortisol. Those are both hormones. Neurotransmitters like serotonin or dopamine. And then chemical signals. That's how all your cells communicate through those methods. So think of cells as chefs with walkie-talkies. If one station is low on supplies, it sends a signal. The rest of the kitchen adjusts. Hormones are like kitchen-wide announcements. We need more energy. Send sugar. And it will do that. And they're all communicating without you even thinking about it. Like, it's so mind-blowing. The more I study the human body, the more I'm like, it's freaking wild. So omega-3s will support all of that. Omega-3s are absolutely crucial nutrient that you guys need. And also, cells are smart. They don't just wait to break down. They repair and even recycle themselves. Autophagy is the process where your body breaks down damaged parts of cells and reuses them. This process ramps up when you fast. That's why intermittent fasting has been shown to support longevity and reduce inflammation. It's like a deep clean of your restaurant during off hours. You clear out expired ingredients and you scrub every corner. Fasting is a huge thing that will help autophagy kick in. I tried to do a 3-day water fast once and it was super hard and didn't make it. But if I were to make it, autophagy would have kicked off, and that's what they say people with cancer should do. Okay. And then there's stem cells. These are like the blank slate. Stem cells are undifferentiated cells. They can become literally anything. So here's what I wanted you guys to take away from today. Your body isn't one big mystery. It's billions of tiny cities working together with purpose. Every time you sleep well, choose whole foods, or even take deep breaths, you're making decisions that support your cells. And when your cells thrive, you thrive. Your energy improves. Your hormones balance. Your immune system sharpens. That's why this season is all about biology. Because if you truly want to upgrade your health, you have to understand the foundation. And it all starts right here at the cellular level. Think of it this way. You wouldn't try to renovate a house without knowing how the plumbing or wiring works, right? Your body deserves the same kind of respect and understanding. So I hope after today you see the cell not just as a science term, but as a wellness anchor. Every choice you make flows from this foundation. And speaking of foundations, next week we're zooming out just a little. We'll be diving into enzymes at one point, DNA. We're going to go into hormones. We're going to go into homeostasis, all of that stuff. So stay tuned, guys. And trust me, you'll never look at a pineapple or a piece of steak the same way again after we get through the season. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to rate, review, or share it with a fellow health nut who's ready to upgrade their understanding of wellness from the inside out. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind to your body, and remember, guys, always keep upgrading. Cheers.